Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донтсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. It's going to be a great show today. We have Tyler Smith here.
Yo!
Tyler is a Marine, a badass, just a great guy. And I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California.
Amen.
You shouldn't have to leave your house to get it. Okay, they will deliver it right to you. They will come to you and they will take care of you. They got CBD, they got THC sex lube, they have weed, they have vape pens, they have everything you could imagine that has anything to do with marijuana, they have.
And CBD bath bomb I used the other day.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great.
And mention Roasted, you get $10 off. $100 or more when you order that, and so check them out. They're great. They're awesome. It's Gino. He's a great dude. So meanwhile, me and Tyler coach wrestling, which I love coaching with you. Tyler is a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and I actually wanted to coach because you wanted to get better at wrestling.
Yes, yes. I knew some wrestling, like a shitty double leg.
Yeah,
and that's about it. But I've always had like a good like a wrestling style of jiu-jitsu, like very aggressive and very like headstrong and using my head a lot. But I wanted to learn that technique, fire middle school wrestling technique.
And in your fight, did you take a shot?
I took a really bad shot from far away because I was rocked and arguing with myself about like whether or not I should just lay on the floor and cry and ask for my mom or continue fighting. So that was a real conversation that I was having in my head. I was
really?
Like, fuck, dude, I just wanted to stop and cry for half of it.
Wow.
And they were like those thoughts just in your head.
Boom, and boom, you're boom, a boom. Tough dude. I mean, you're a Marine. You're a badass. You've been through hell and back. You're dating your ex-girlfriend.
but like you have a guy hitting you as hard as he can in the head, and it's like,
was it one of those
your
things
thoughts where, start going weird places, man?
Was it one of those things where like you're like, why is everything going wrong?
Yes. Yes. It was one of those like I could feel myself spiraling down the hole and I couldn't dig myself out of it. It was just the fight became, you know, people talk about like, oh, your biggest enemy or your biggest opponent is yourself. You're fighting yourself in there. And that's all. Like the fight was whatever, but in my head, I was having a full-on conversation like, dude, don't fucking stop. Keep your hands up. Keep moving. That's what it was.
I know as a comedian, there's nothing worse than being in your head because
You're
like, I mean, a lot of times you have to be in your head to get out of your head.
Right.
You know, like I'm on stage and like, okay, they're not laughing. All right. Talk slower. And then I go, all right, make eye contact. Look at everybody in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
but
okay,
then you're not really paying attention to them.
You're not present at all.
And what they're doing. Like, so you're not,
but you're trying to do that.
You're just going further and further, right? Exactly.
And that's the difference, I think, but like a professional comedian and an amateur comedian and a professional fighter, an amateur fighter is when you realize what to do when things aren't going well.
Yes.
You know, like as a comic, anyone can do well in a hot crowd. You could almost take somebody who's not even a comic and go up there and he could kill if the crowd is hot, like really hot.
Right, right.
But when they're not laughing and when you're at, you got to do 45 minutes or an hour and you're at minute 4 or 5 and you've gotten nothing. That's when you could separate the men from the boys. That's when you know someone could do comedy. And unfortunately, that's not what's on Comedy Central or Netflix. It's not those shows. It's the hot crowd shows.
Of course.
But to me, those shows are way more interesting to see. And even as a comic, like, all right, can I get out of this? And that's, as a wrestler, there were so many times when I wrestled in high school where I'm like, okay, this guy's bigger, faster, stronger, but there's got to be something I can do.
Yeah, there's something.
I don't know if it's that low single he can't defend, or maybe just from top I can leg ride and turn him that way, or just something. And that's kind of the way with comedy. It's like being a comic is being a good problem solver, being a good jiu-jitsu person, same with wrestler. It's just you got to be a problem solver.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But being like, I'm good at jiu-jitsu. I'm good at the problem solving, but if I'm not in that realm or if there's other factors, that's where it becomes the issue. So once we got on, like he took me down and I was immediately, I hit my back and immediately was like, all right, I know what to do here.
Yeah.
Wasn't thinking about it. I know what to do here. Then we got back up on the feet, and it was like, okay, I want to be back on the ground now. Let's like, because I'd start just started going again. But yeah, you know, I honestly, like, now I'm like looking back on it in the last couple months and how I've adapted. Like I'm kind of more happy that I lost how I did. You know, it wasn't like a whatever fight. Like I got the shit kicked out of me and still put up a fight. I did. I landed some good punches. The problem was everything I was hitting him with had no power under it because my leg, like he took my legs away in the first 10 seconds. So I was hitting him clean and it was like pitter patter.
Second fight
and
in a row.
He's hitting me, you know?
You've been hurt in the first 10 seconds. Do you think that your chin's a little bit like you don't have the best chin, or do you just think it's just bad luck?
Well, I don't keep my hands up. Like that's just something I do. I don't keep my hands up ever.
Because I asked Vince, I said Vince, because he was cornering you, Vince Pichel, in the UFC, and I said, hey, Tyler is thinking about fighting again. Like, what do you think? Right? Because I wanted to just get it honest. I wasn't like putting it down. Yeah, yeah. I was like, and he said, well, he goes, Tyler's a good fighter. And he wouldn't say that. You know, Vince is not the guy to bullshit anybody.
Right.
He said, but he gets into like the habit of like, he gets rocked and then he gets like Marine pride takes over.
Yep.
And then it's like, let's become a strongman guy. So if he goes, if Tyler really wants to be serious, he has to be serious about it.
Yeah.
And different camp, different
people. That's what it was. I mean, for sure. I for sure need like good sparring partners, like professional fighters. But yeah, I have that mindset of like, oh, you're going to hit me? Okay, fucking hit me then. Like, you're not going to put me down. And he wouldn't have. He caught me when I was standing up like a dumbass after a shot. I just stood up like I was getting up, you know, from a chair on the beach. And he cracked me, mouth open, and like he dropped me. But he hit me with really good shots, and I just was walking through him. Like,
so then,
which is not good.
So he stopped you. Did you turtle up, or did you?
Yeah, I covered up immediately.
Eventually, you just...
I took a bad shot. He hit me. He rocked me. I think he broke my nose with that shot. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to shoot. But I was 3 feet away from him or something. And just shot a bad lazy shot. And he did everything perfect, circled out, and waited for me literally to stand up where both my hands were down at my waist. And fucking... let it out.
My baby's very upset about this, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Ty.
You got hurt.
I'm sorry.
Neither do I.
It was a good experience.
Of course it is.
I'm happy I did it.
And it's an amateur. That's exactly what this is supposed to happen. You know. Now, and plus, it's hard though because you're also a big dude. You're fighting guys with power.
Yeah.
If you were like a 125,
right?
Maybe it would be different.
Right. I have the style that suits a 125er.
I have a style that suits a 94 pound woman.
Just go Adam weight. I'll go Adam weight.
Yeah, 80 a.m. Now I got to talk about so wrestling, right? So me and you were coaching, and we had two seasons. We have like a September to December, December to March, and then they just spring on us. Hey, we're doing another season from March to May. They don't ask me. You think they'd ask the coach, right?
You would think.
Yeah, but no, they don't ask me the coach. And my wife is like, you know, you don't have time to coach. And even when I coach, it's like I drive an hour there. It's 2 hours back sometimes. Yep. I'm breaking even with gas. I'm not making any money. I just do it because I love the sport. I love what it did for me. I'm a better person when I do it. I love helping kids. It gets me out of this LA, you know, very selfish world,
the grind
of everybody's looking for themselves and calm. It gets me out of my head, and it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
I'm actually
it for sure is.
I'm actually giving back, and by giving back to others, I'm getting for myself. That's really kind of, you know, why I do it. But there are times that I'm driving back and going, why? What am I doing this for? Like, what? Why am I doing this? What's the point? But they let me use the school for the pilot, so I shot.
Nice.
I shot the pilot in the school, which would have cost me God knows what, right?
Yeah,
so now I feel obligated, because even though I've been doing it for 13 years and twice a week, if that, sometimes three times a week, and got the program, started it, you know, been there, I'm like, all right, let me coach. So I couldn't coach Wednesday because I got a new podcast actually called Daddy Issues.
With
Dean McDermott, Nikki Paris, about being a dad. Dean has six kids.
Nikki has kids?
Nikki has no kids.
Oh.
Nikki's looking like, for
like Nikki doesn't have
Nikki's
kids.
Nikki's gay. He's looking for a sugar daddy, basically. No, so
smart.
So anyway, so that's Wednesday. That's all they can do is at the Comedy Store. We're shooting it. So I'm like,
nice.
So I'm like, Aldo, my other coach, hey, I can do Monday this week. He's like, oh, I can cover Wednesday. Cut to today. Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
I get a text from a parent going, how come no coaches showed up yesterday? I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah. Big. Right.
So now I text Aldo. I called him up. He said, oh, my motorcycle broke down.
You couldn't have told me yesterday.
So I couldn't make it, right? Okay, he's like, I told the guy in charge.
Yeah.
He said he was going to put him through a track workout. Okay.
Okay.
Cut to a parent hit me up. Yesterday, the kids went to Brentwood Country Mart and ate French fries and chicken for practice. That's so now, like, that's they ate chicken and French fries.
Way to go, guys.
So this is what I'm dealing with right now.
What happened to the track practice? Haven't talked to Paul?
He just called me back now during the podcast. I got to find out why the kids...
probably all bailed when they found out Aldo wasn't coming.
Yeah, and they went to go eat chicken and french fries. This is what I'm dealing with.
It's kids after my own heart.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
But I have to get them back, though. Like, I'm thinking about telling them all I'm going to take them to a french fries and chicken or something.
And just make them...
And then just make them drill. Yeah, and just run them up a hill.
We should take them. Honestly, we should take them to the beach and make them work out on the soft sand.
Yeah. Well, my wrestling coach. One time we lost like 67-4 in high school, or some kind of insane number. My coach at the time was like the janitor. He was like, he was a recovering alcoholic. His dad was like the best wrestling coach, Gary Kent Sr., like ever in the history of Maine. But he like quit his senior year because during his matches he would yell boring, like, and then he came back. He took fourth in the country, you know, prep school nationals, and he was just like, so he was one of these guys that he put like pictures around the school going 67-4, never again. And that's it.
Just
like,
so the shame, whole team is just like pure shame.
And like we knew like 3 o'clock practice, right? We're like, so we get there. I think he started us off with a 5 mile run, right?
Solid.
Then we did. I mean, we must have done 300 sprawls, followed by like push ups, like hold it down,
yeah,
up. I mean, at least 25 of them. I mean, hundreds. Then it was running up a hill with people on our backs, suicides uphill with people on our backs. Then it was live wrestling for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, after all that.
Then it was, I mean, it got to the point where one kid was like, can I go to the bathroom? Nick Vitalich. And he said, no. And he peed on the wrestling mat. Like he pissed himself. But crazy story about that kid is I think his grandfather allegedly owned Chesapeake Fish Company in Northern California.
Really?
And he like beat his girlfriend with a fish or something. But because it had teeth
Sorry,
on it.
Sorry, that's not funny.
Because it was teeth on it, it was like assault with a deadly weapon. Like and he went to jail. He did like jail time for that.
No way.
Yeah. So anyway.
Hitting somebody with a fish.
And my team also had like Howie from Top Chef. I don't know if you ever know Howie Kleinberg. He was on Top Chef. And then Rob Belushi, Jim Belushi's son, was on my team. It was like
nice.
A bunch of characters. But I mean, I remember he saying, if you don't want to be here, leave. And like half the team left at like after hour three.
Yeah.
Like, I was all right. To six people to stay. But it was the best thing for us. But I mean, that wouldn't be legal in today's standards.
Oh, no. No. Well, like, dude, my friends and I talk about it all the time, how we grew up, we went to a really small private Christian school, and like teachers would be in jail if they had found out that some of the stuff that happened to us. Nothing insane, like they didn't hit us, they would come up with tortures that were like child abuse.
My freshman year, I didn't go to nationals. I qualified for nationals, but I never went because my assistant coach, my coach couldn't take us. Assistant coach came back to the dorm one night drunk, started wrestling with the kids.
Nice.
And then they told on him, and he got suspended for 2 months. So then I couldn't go to nationals because of that.
Oh, that sucks.
That was one of the reasons I couldn't. Yeah, that was.
You couldn't go because they wouldn't let you go without a coach?
Yeah, I didn't have a coach take me. That was one time. And then there were times, like, I remember going to like the New England championships where we would be in a van and they would lower the seats, and just we would just do wrestling with the coaches while the van was driving.
That's
like,
I mean, that sounds like something a bunch of 19-year-old guys would do, but not an adult like who's supposed to be supervising
yeah,
12 children.
13-year-olds, yeah. So anyway, let's talk about some MMA stuff going on.
Yes.
So,
hey, Vi, hey, what's up, baby?
All right. So, what's first of all, Ben Askren has more balls than anybody I've ever seen.
Dude, wrestling Jordan Burroughs?
Yeah, he's wrestling Jordan Burroughs.
I just don't see how that works out well for Ben.
Really?
I mean, he's going to be, you know, he's not going to, like, get demolished. But how old is Jordan Burroughs? Like what's their age disparity?
But
10 years?
But he hasn't lost. The thing about Ben, though, is Burroughs has lost a lot in international competition. Yeah, he's lost to the best guys in the world, literally. But Ben's lost, like, one time wrestling since the Olympics. He did, like, a...
Really?
Against a guy that was, I think, a two-time national champion or something. Some, like, some crazy match. He hasn't really... lost. He never lost in MMA, and
yeah, it's not that I don't have the utmost faith in Ben Askren and his wrestling ability. If it is between Jordan Burroughs and Ben Askren, I'd say they're the top two wrestlers at least in the country, if not the world. But I don't see him beating Jordan Burroughs, man.
I also want to know, how does this affect, by the way, I'm gonna get a bottle. So how do you think this affects the Masvidal fight?
How does it affect his MMA training? I mean, from what I've heard, he does mostly wrestling anyway, when he's getting ready for a fight, which it obviously shows when he fights. Yeah. So I don't think it'll be that big a deal. Like, he's going to be training either way. At that point, for a guy at that level, it's like, make sure your cardio's on point. Make sure your muscles aren't going to gas. Like, he's got the mindset for it. We saw what Robbie did to him, and it didn't stop him. So it's like,
yeah,
if he can take that, Masvidal doesn't have anything that's gonna surprise him, you know?
Now this weekend, who do you like in the Poirier Holloway?
Man. I love Dustin. I absolutely love Dustin Poirier. And I think he can win, but I don't think he will win.
Yeah.
Just because Max Holloway is at another level. Like, he's the GOAT, man.
You think
he's for featherweight. If he beats Dustin Poirier, it's settled for me.
Really? Even though Aldo's run was like... I mean, beating guys like...
But Aldo's run was over a long period of time, but it's almost the same amount of fights as really? Holloway's had, right? Like, his run was, what, 12 years or something? And he had, like...
And he beat 10, Aldo.
10 fights or 12
and
fights.
And Aldo's looked good in his last couple fights, too. It's not like he beat a guy that...
Exactly. He's not over the hill. No. Aldo's not over the hill. I mean, by all means, Aldo could come back and take it back from him, but... I think what Max has done is just, man, it's pretty...
Speaking of Hawaiians, I read today that BJ crazy. Penn has a restraining order against him by his I guess, estranged wife.
What's going on? This is like becoming a thing.
I don't know. That's what I read. It's alleged, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, like, I was going to write a joke, like, she hit him with a restraining order and he fell down. But like, his chin I didn't really know how to phrase it, and his chin so bad he fell down. But like, kicking a guy when he's down, and like, look, I like BJ. I hung out with him. I did a show for him and Matt Hughes, and it was at the UFC gym. And I go, Matt Hughes, it's, you know, I can't believe, you know, I didn't notice you without, you know, BJ's nuts on your face, and like, I just killed Matt Hughes. I said, you know what, you know. So what was it like banging your cousin? I gave him so many, and he was a good sport. He wrote me like a long text going, anybody else said I fucked my sister? Like, look, and this is before the Matt Hughes
accident. This is before
and Matt Hughes,
the restraining order?
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that...
It's sad. It's sad because they're like... I'll say this. The last 2 months, I've just started getting over... spelling shit wrong and mixing up words, and like, that was one fight where I got hit less than 10 times hard.
And is he still fighting again?
You know, and
is
like,
did he have another fight plan?
BJ?
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
Clay Guida, right?
Yes.
Like, come on.
I don't like, man, these guys just, we're going to have to wait and find out because MMA hasn't been around, at least this level of MMA hasn't been around long enough to see the effects, but now it's starting to come up with these guys, like the old school guys, Matt Hughes, BJ Penn, the Miletiches, that generation where we're going to start seeing like, okay, how is this really affecting their head?
And like Gary Goodrich, like, look, I mean, you look at some of these guys' records, like the Gary Goodriches, and you're like, man, they lost 11 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, kept sanctioning
let
that?
Them, yeah.
And that's exactly what we're seeing with BJ Penn. I mean, he's lost, what, 7 fights in a row? His last fight was in, yeah, his last win something. Was, I don't know who his last win was against, but it was in 2011 maybe. So now this is 7 years without a win. Why are we doing this? I mean, is it selling tickets? Are people
always going to watch BJ fight? Like, I'm always going to watch BJ fight.
Yeah, but nobody's going to go tune fifth in degree for a black BJ, belt. Unless in, like, Hawaii, people aren't going to tune in, I think, more for a BJ. At this point, it's not going to sell
his
that many
last,
tickets.
No. His last win was Matt Hughes at UFC 123.
Yeah, so now we're up to 222, right?
236.
236. What are we up, 236?
He had a draw against John Fitch in 2011. He had a draw.
So over 110 but, UFCs ago was his last win.
I yeah.
Mean, look,
Nick
I
Diaz, Rory McDonald, but look who he's fought to.
Okay, yeah,
Nick
right.
Diaz, Rory McDonald, Frankie Edgar, Yair, Dennis Seaver, and Ryan Hall, which
yeah,
we all
and
saw
I like
that
the
one.
Ryan
he didn't
Hall
take damage there, you know.
I think that there should be a guy in the UFC that they put up where if you can't beat him, you're it's over.
Yeah,
they find one guy.
That should be a position.
Like if you can't beat, I don't know who would be a good.
Bisping used to be that guy until he got the Bisping was yeah, the ultimate gatekeeper.
Yeah,
like
but that was a gatekeeper for like a title shot.
Like for a title shot,
I'm talking about
yeah.
Gatekeeper for the
gatekeeper
UFC.
For the for retirement.
Yeah, I don't know who it would be, but somebody would have to be around that.
They should just have volunteers.
Yeah.
I'll be the guy.
You'll be the guy.
The guy that knocks people into retirement.
So ridiculous.
Oh, no, not me. I'm not saying me. But.
So, and then the other fights on this card are, who do you like in some of the other fights this week?
Who do we have? We have Kelvin and Israel Adesanya, right?
Yeah, I like Kelvin all day.
I think you're crazy, but yeah. I'm gonna take Adesanya in that every time. Not that I don't like Kelvin.
Okay.
Great fighter, but I think Israel Adesanya's got it. Eric Anders, Khalil.
Hold on, we're going to stop this for one sec because somebody pooped. Yeah, so everyone's thinking that Kelvin's going to get killed. Look, I will admit that he is an undersized 85er, but the fight that I was really worried about him the most was Jacare. I was worried about Weidman too because Weidman, I feel like, matches up with him well and as far as wrestling goes. And
yeah.
You know, but Jacare, I'm like, is he too big for him? I mean, but it's crazy to think that, like, if Kelvin wins, he could fight Yoel Romero next.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
I don't want to see anybody fight Yoel Romero. Yoel Romero is such a scary human being. Like, every time he steps in there, I'm, like, scared for somebody's life.
And the fact that he's, like, religious makes him even more scary.
Yeah. Like, you know, like he's doing this. Like, this is his purpose for being on the earth.
Like, I legitimately be more scared to fight Romero than a guy like what's his name, Mike Perry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
for but, sure way scarier fighting Yoel Romero.
Yeah,
I mean, Mike Perry's crazy, but
he just looks crazy, whereas
exactly like you know, he's like I watched that video with him where he said he didn't want to get hit. Like, he's a human being. I don't think Yoel Romero is a human being.
One of the most awkward things ever was when he tried to make out with Luke Rockhold after the fight, after knocking him out.
Weird.
And he's trying to like hug him, and Luke was like, he didn't know where he was.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, poor Luke Rockhold, man. Like, there's a guy that you just man,
he's got a fight coming up, right?
I think he had
at 205.
Yeah, he's fighting.
He's
somebody good from another country.
Shit, I forget. No, not Vulcan.
Yeah, he does have a fight coming up.
Brockhold. Hold on, hold on, podcast people.
He's fighting one of the guys.
We're gonna figure this out.
One of the guys from Europe. He's fighting. So, my baby is very tired.
I can't find it.
Yeah,
I can't find it
anyway,
fast enough.
But we're going to talk to a girl right now who's fighting Angela Magana in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry.
Are you sorry? But they've been like feuding. There was
she
like
has to touch her, so yeah, I'm sorry.
Really? I don't know. You know what? I like Magana. I've hung out with her before. She's actually a pretty cool chick.
You talk so much shit about her.
Oh yeah, but she takes it like because I used to DM her like, hey, I hope you're not upset, and she was like, are you kidding? She's like, no, she was like, keep making fun of me. Like she was a great sport about it. She would tell me to keep making jokes about her.
Good on you, Angela.
So yeah, no, but when I talk so much shit about her, but she was a great sport about it. Like,
oh well, then
like even with Askren, whenever I kill Askren, I text him the thing, and he's like,
boom roasted. Yeah, yeah.
Like, Askren's gotten me like jobs before in the industry. Like, really? Askren's a good. He told me
he seems like a good Wisconsin boy.
Dude, he's like, next time you come to Wisconsin, stay at my place. Like, awesome. he legit meant it. Like, he's like, where are you staying? I'm like, blah, blah. Like, Askren's a good guy.
He seems like he's just like, he has that attitude of like, whatever.
Well, I feel like a lot of those wrestlers, a lot of wrestlers are like hippies.
Yeah.
Like Sarah McMahon.
A lot of jiu-jitsu guys too.
Like, Sarah hit me up one day and she's like, hey, I'm in LA. Do you have a place? Like, can I crash at like your place? And I thought she meant like in 2 weeks. So I'm like, when? She's like, tonight. And I was in like Indiana or something. Right. So I text my wife. I'm like, hey, can Sarah stay? She's like, who? I'm like, her and her husband and her boyfriend and her kid with her ex.
Yeah.
And they stayed. My wife bought them air mattresses. Nice. And they like had a great time. Nice. And hung
that's
out.
Awesome.
But that's how like I've hung out with Sarah maybe a handful of times for like at shows and stuff. But I'm like, we had a silver medalist sleeping on our couch. Like, to that's me, crazy. I was like, you don't understand. She made the Olympics and she fought this. But my wife's awesome. Like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. But meanwhile, if it was like Khloe Kardashian staying here, like, the place would be sterilized. Yes. And
all new furniture.
Yeah. Or that other guy, the guy that like.
She actually is really, is it Khloe? Which one was the one that was married to Scott? Is it Khloe or Courtney?
That's Courtney.
Courtney. She's really sweet. I used to work at a restaurant in Calabasas, and they would come, both of them, they would come in with the kids, and they were like actually very present parents. Like, they would sit and have conversation. It wasn't like sit down, put an iPad in front of the kid and, you know, drink your wine like the rest of the moms in Calabasas.
They all seem pretty. But I'm sure they're nice.
Yeah,
people.
She was really cool. Like, really nice. Would always say hi to us, ask us how our day was.
It is a little strange, like, how they keep like how their men just keep either cheating or becoming women.
Well, I mean, you know, that's Los Angeles for one, and the industry they're in for two. So it's like, that's
yeah, but it's a little strange though. Yeah, you have to admit, it's something up. My wife.
Well, look at their male influence.
No, well, they're not the ones cheating. Like, the guys cheating on them.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're picking. Like, yeah. They're just picking these trash people because they're.
Yeah, they. Yeah, she basically picked Tristan Thompson. Basically, cheated on his ex that was pregnant, like with her.
Yeah,
and then she wonders.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. That's like Corey Holcomb was like, "What? You think you fixed me? You just inherited her problems."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Can't fix people.
I don't know, man. This whole cheating thing is like something that I'm just not into.
It's we talked about it. We talked about it last week, dude. I caught, by the way, so much shit from my girlfriend for that conversation we had with Preacher last week.
Oh, really?
So much. She was like, "What do you mean you think about sleeping with other women?" I'm like, "I'm a man. Like, I don't deny anything. I don't apologize for things that I say, which is could be detrimental." But I'm like, "Look."
Oh shit. Okay, so it's not recording.
Hello.
Hello, Kira. Hey, I'll call you back in 1 second, all right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
But
I know,
so
but
she calls me out on it. She's like, you know, like, you still think about sleeping with other women? I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm a guy.
Every guy.
Every guy does. And if you say, she's like, well, I only think about you. Bullshit.
I don't do it while I'm... Some guys think about it while they're fucking their significant other.
No, yeah. It's like...
I don't do that because I feel like that's kind of disrespectful.
It's a thought that goes through your head throughout the day. Like, you see a attractive female and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, like, I would definitely have sex with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm a human being.
And girls think about it too. Yeah. I just think they don't think about it as... Yeah. nasty as we do.
Right. They probably don't dwell on it for as long and they don't think about it as constantly.
Or they'd be like, he'd be a great boyfriend or something. But
right.
But
they're, they're like looking at it, the guy's like, oh, I wonder how he would provide for me and my children.
You still think about getting railed by that dude. It's just not as like.
Yeah. It's not every fucking listen, 10 minutes.
But the more powerful women are getting in the workplace and everything else, the more they're thinking like that. It's just they're more, yeah. Like, the more alpha they're becoming.
Let's go.
You know,
which equal is, rights. Let's
which
go.
Is, which is good. I mean, it's a good thing. You know, at the same time, I'm not sure how many guys want to be ghosted, like left and right by
hey,
chicks.
If it gets me a promotion.
Or like how many girls are like thinking about threesomes with their and their friends. Right. I like that, you know.
Right. Right. And that was the other thing. It's like, she's like, well, do you want relationships with these girls? And I was like, no, like, hell no. I have a relationship that I'm completely happy in. I'm so in love with you. It's not about any of that. It's about like, it's literally biology saying like, ooh, yeah. Go fuck that chick and yeah. Then never talk to her again.
And you yeah, know, like, and if a guy's, and any guy that tells you like, I don't think about sleeping other women is either cheating or gay or into
or
like
some pedophile just broken, or just broken.
They have dead bodies.
They
or
don't
something.
Have that. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's probably those people are probably out there. There's different genetic makeups.
Nah, I don't know. I don't trust it.
Somebody exists. That's the, like, oh, I just never want to have sex.
That's the same guy that's like, I can't go to a strip club because it'll disrespect my wife or something. And you're like that dude, you know,
see, well then you married the wrong person. Yeah. Like you marry the girl that goes, you're going to a strip club. You're not fucking any of
no,
these
my
women.
Wife gets
they're
upset
not,
if I go to, my
like,
wife gets upset if I go to strip clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to ask permission, man.
I don't because it, I don't.
Look.
I don't
look.
Go,
no touch.
I don't go anymore because I've been to enough strip clubs in my life.
Yeah.
Where like I used to work at the Playboy Channel, and I was the warm up comedian.
Nice.
And it was me and this naked women everywhere. Like the only job I ever showed up early to in my life. Like I've seen enough, and you know I've been to enough strip clubs where it's like, look. They're fun, but I'm just not. I'm not getting a lap dance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't go. Like, last time I was at a strip club was for my best friend's bachelor party.
Yeah, right.
In like, Vegas, right. And he loves strip clubs, so we were like, "All right, we're gonna go." I was the best man, so I was like, "We're not gonna not go to a strip club." But that was almost four years ago, I think, 3 years ago. So it's not like I go, but if it's a bachelor
yeah,
party,
right.
I'll go. If it's like.
I honestly
someone's
well
birthday and they
no
really
I would go
do it, then I'll go but I'm
I would
like,
go no I would go if
hey
I would go definitely
what are you doing down there
I would definitely go I just don't like seek it out like I used to go to
right
a,
right
I used to go to a comedy club in that town I'd be like let's go to the strip club in that town and then I try to pull the strippers or get them to come to the comedy
well,
show
now there's Tinder so
yeah right it was so much easier but now
did I'm you guys just, actually meet on Tinder.
We used to work in the same office, and we met that way. And then we were on Bumble and Tinder. We met. She was on both
oh, you,
of them.
Yeah, both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. And then she was like, "I think we used to work together." And I was like, "Really?" Because I didn't recognize.
I don't remember you.
I didn't remember her. I kind of did, but I also like, I don't fuck her. I usually don't fuck around at work.
Right. Right. So you just don't even see.
Especially
yeah.
jobs like this that are like fun jobs that I don't want to lose.
I mean, dude, Tinder's legit, man. I met my girlfriend on Tinder.
All right, guys, I got to talk to you about CBDMD, all right? CBDMD is USA Grade A Premium CBD, okay? It's organic, it's grown in the U.S., processed in the U.S., non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan. They sent me a box of this stuff. I've been taking these CBD gummies. Oh, it's amazing. I feel so relaxed, less anxious. They have CBD dog treats I give to my dog. He's been more relaxed than ever. And when he's excited, he's happy. He's jumping around like Air Bud, all right? And CBD helps support or achieve relief from a multitude of everyday ailments, including stress, anxiety, inflammation, and sleeplessness, okay? They only use 100% organic hemp grown, and they process at their farms and facility in the U.S. It's gluten-free, vegan certified, okay? And their CBD oil tincture drops are also non-GMO. They use a broad spectrum CBD extractions through independent third-party laboratories to guarantee the highest of standards. CBDMD is committed to providing the best in CBDs. They stand behind this, okay? They got an easy-to-use service. It's free shipping, satisfaction guarantee, and U.S.-based customer service, all right? In addition to the natural flavor option, they offer a variety of all-natural award-winning flavors, mint, orange, and berry. And each variety provides just a hint of flavor to leave your taste buds satisfied. And their comprehensive line of products includes not only, but gummy bears, which is what I take, capsules, an all-natural sleep aid, topicals, bath bombs. My wife loves the bath bombs, okay? And human-grade pet products and vape oils, all right? Now, they're offering a free, unique offer to our listeners over at MMA Roasted, okay? Go to www.cbdmd.com. Enter the code ROAST at checkout to get 20% off your order. I use this stuff, okay? Definitely check it out. Some exclusions apply. See the website for full details, all right? And these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, all right? The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, okay? Check it out. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, is this Kara Batara?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
How are you? You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. We're talking to this beautiful, adorable, fun wrestler, fighter, jiu-jitsu specialist, kicking ass. And like, I've known you since you were probably like 17. So it's like weird seeing you like in a hot way. I got to say, like, like you are very hot, but it is a little, I feel a little creepy when you pose these, like, cause I like met your mom before. Like when you pose these pictures of you doing like splits in the air, I'm like, it's just a little bit like, I feel like I used to coach you or something. How are you?
I'm doing great. That was a great intro.
Yes. So you got a fight coming up. You're fighting Angela Magana on the 26th. How did this fight come across? How did this happen?
So funny story. I have yet to announce it. You guys are actually the first to hear. She decided to pull out of the fight day after media tour.
Really?
No.
I swear, like, we got in each other's face, we posted, everyone's going crazy at the face off. She got back to Puerto Rico and apparently got hurt. She pulled out of the fight. Luckily, they found me a replacement, but yeah, she's out.
So who are you fighting instead?
She's another girl that was on the card already. They scrapped her fight, gave me her. I honestly haven't even looked her up. It's just too close to fight to switch my game plan, to study a new opponent. I understand these things happen, so I'm always prepared for these situations. I'm just going to stick to what I'm good at and then go in there with the same game plan.
Was your game plan to not get STDs?
Exactly.
Now, was any of that real? Because the people were saying, it, like the time when she said that you guys got into a fight in the supermarket, it did look a little staged. I'm not going to lie. What was that?
It was for sure staged. We were making fun of her with Cyborg.
Okay, so you guys were kind of friends, kind of, no?
Oh, we're friends. Yeah, no, we're cool.
So, but like, what? Okay, but so, because all of a sudden you're like randomly in a supermarket, and then she's like, "Hey, you're talking shit," and then the camera stops, and then she tweets, "The cops are on their way. I got kicked out of the supermarket." And I'm like, it was like those bad WWE wrestling promos, like from like 85 or something.
Steve
like
Austin, yeah, breaking Vince McMahon's leg.
We thought it'd be funny being that it was WrestleMania week. And then with her incident with Cyborg, it was all like a WWE kind of lead up for WrestleMania and making fun of her with Cyborg.
But even like your face off seemed like, it was like, you were like, hold me back. It did like it. Because that guy that was holding you back looked like he couldn't do like a push-up. And then all of a sudden you guys are like, he's holding two fighters back. And it looked kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. It did look kind of weird. So.
Yeah, I was surprised that not a lot of people caught on to that. So I'm glad you noticed.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. So, all right. So you're fighting a girl that you don't know who the girl is?
I have her name. I honestly just haven't even looked her up or anything. I make sure, I don't like watching my opponents. I have my coaches and my manager look it up for me, but all I know is that she's 3-3. She was already on the card before me. It's still going to be at 115.
Are you still training at Syndicate or Extreme Couture? Where are you training at?
I'm actually training with Tony Frickland for this fight. And so fortunately we've been able to be at the UFC PI the entire fight camp.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. Now, and who are some of the girls that you're training with?
Right now, I'm only training with Vince Morales and then whoever he brings in for his training camps. But it's been really good.
Well, I mean, you were an excellent. I mean, you were a high school wrestler. Weren't you a state champion?
Yeah, I was a state finalist for my high school wrestling team, but then I helped coach the national team.
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm, some of the, like your fights are so much fun to watch. Even like the one where you pulled off a twister, like Eddie Bravo twister. That was like in Ryzen, right?
The twister was actually for Combate 2 years ago. Yeah, I wanted the twister so bad because I had Eddie in my corner and then three other black belts that were all 10 Planet. And I was the only person ever to have all jiu-jitsu coaches. And so I wanted the twister, but when she wouldn't tap, I ended up punching her in the face 56 times from the twister.
Wow. Nice.
So what?
That's beautiful.
What belt do you now?
I'm still a purple belt just because I've been bouncing around. I haven't really been at 10 Planet. I took a year off just to work, to focus on myself. I did a 3-week road trip around the U.S., so
wow.
Definitely took some time to reevaluate everything and figure out that this is what I really want to do.
And is your mom still managing you?
No, I'm actually managed by Iridium Sports now.
Okay, because I know my dad was managing me too, and it was hard because it would like constantly, like, I never know when to turn off, and I'd be like, Dad, enough, and he'd be like, but I watched your dog, and it was really, really hard. There were times that I'm like, what, are you going to commission my birthday gift? I mean, there were times that it got really personal and ugly, and there were times it was beautiful, but it was really hard to work with your family. Was that hard for you, too, with your mom?
Oh, that's exactly how it was. Like you're saying, I've been doing this forever. I started when I was 13, and so my mom and dad have always kind of guided me through this path, and I just got to a point. I'm 24 years old now, and I was still living with them. My mom was managing me. My dad was coaching me. My brother was my main training partner, and it just got to be way too much. So last year, I ended up moving out. I got a new management team. I got a new coach. Got new training partners, and I feel like it was the best move for me.
You have to do it. I hate to say it, but that was like with me and my dad, it was destroying our relationship. You know, like he kind of stopped becoming became my business partner. And then when like there were things that he would say to me that if it wasn't my dad, I would listen. You know, but because it's my dad, I wasn't listening. Other things he would say that if it wasn't my dad, I wouldn't listen. And I would listen to him because he was my dad. So it was lines get totally blurred, you know, and it's hard.
Yeah, it gets really weird, especially because my mom's not even just my mom. She was my training partner. She was my manager. She was my best friend. And so it just got to a weird point where it's like, okay, mom, I'm 24 years old now. Like, I need to go do my own stuff. And it was a hard spot, but it helped us with our relationship. I took some time away, and now we're better than ever.
Does your mom trains also?
No, but she goes to True Fusion with me, so she was always doing, like, the hot classes with me and making sure my weight was good, always helping me meal prep.
She is pretty hot. Her mom is pretty hot. I don't know if you've ever seen her mom before, but she's definitely like, she doesn't look like a mom. And then you see them together, you're like, well, who are these two hot? And you're like, oh, wait, that's Kara. I can't. She's a child. The last time you came to my show, you had a boyfriend. You guys look very, very in love. Are you still with that guy?
I am not, no.
Do you have a new boyfriend?
Kind of.
I feel like you always kind of have a boyfriend. And who's this guy? Who's this guy? Is he someone that at the gym that you train at? Yes, right?
No, after the last one, I decided to never date an MMA fighter ever again. And I ended
Smart.
Up adhering to a path of a professional wrestler.
No way. That's got to be worse.
I know.
Wow. Is it the Honky Tonk Man? No. All right. So let's get the wrestler. Is it
Sheamus?
Is it Sheamus?
No, he's not in WWE.
Is it Rikishi?
No.
No.
He's a Vegas local.
Oh, is it
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Is it the Disco Inferno?
No.
Is it Phil Baroni?
He was a professional wrestler.
Oh no.
No. Is it Doink the Clown? I think he might have passed away, Doink the Clown.
R.I.P. Doink.
Is it one of the Bushwhackers?
No, you won't guess it.
Oh. All right, what league is he in? Tell the league he's in.
He wrestles for the CFW Hollywood show a lot.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he's doing pretty well. All right. And where did you guys meet?
We actually met on a dating app right after I broke up with my boyfriend.
A dating? Oh, was it Tinder or Bumble or?
We met on Bumble.
Bumble. Okay. It wasn't. Nice. It wasn't SoulSwipe or BlackPeopleMeet.com or something.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only or one of those. Okay. So wait. Listen. But those guys. Those guys are players, though. Those guys are worse than fighters. I mean, they have, like, legit...
Are they?
Well, I don't know. At his level, probably not, because most of the groupies are probably men that live, you know, that are into, like, video games and stuff.
Man.
Like CB or something. But when he gets to the WWE, he's going to get a lot of chicks. Like, what about the divas and stuff? You seem like kind of the jealous type.
Oh, I'm not the jealous type at all. Like I said, he's not my boyfriend, so...
Well, yeah, but she's also the type that could probably smoke all those women.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, she's actually hotter than those
like,
women.
Yeah, that's where I see it, too. I'm like, go ahead, because I know how to real fight.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I'll put you in a twister and punch you in the face 56 times.
So you're fighting for Combate. Now, who's the... Are you the main event of this card? Who's the main event?
The main event is Melly Martinez. She's the next Combate America's champ that has the most wins. So I have 5 consecutive wins with Combate, and I believe she has 4 consecutive wins. And so what I think they're doing is I'm co-main event and she's main event, is what they said that this is going to be to determine who gets the title fights in the fall.
Very nice.
Yeah, you should be the champion.
So
I was...
be me.
Yeah, I was kind of excited though. I was excited to see Magana because she's so look. I'm friends with Magana. She's funny as hell. She's definitely like something's off with her. Like you could tell that like she's not all there. She's on like a different planet. But I like her. But it would have been funny to watch her try to sell the fight. You know, that was like, you know, everyone would have been paying attention to like the fight against you versus her. Because she's so ridiculous.
Oh, I know. That's why I was super excited. Yeah, everyone was so hyped. And I've always been the person that everyone hated going into the fight. So it was nice to actually have someone want me to win for once.
Be the good guy.
Why do people hate you? You're just a sweetheart.
I know. I feel like everyone hates me. I always ask that. I'm like, I don't understand why everyone's always hating.
Well, the last fight was against Paulina. And I think you insulted her. And her teammates are like 5 girls. So that's kind of what happened there, right? All those girls over in San Diego.
Yeah. And that's where you're saying, too. You're like, oh, I think you're the jealous type. And I'm like, no, I'm just like super overly confident. I did an interview and I was like, oh, I can beat every Combate girl. I'm going to submit them. I have the best wrestling. There's no one that can beat me. And so after I said that, everyone just thought I was a cocky bitch. Uh-huh. And now everyone hates me.
Fuck it. You know, you got to be loved or hated.
That double standard, though.
Yeah.
Man.
You got to be loved.
Guys say it and you're like, oh, yeah. Cool.
You know what?
Guy and yeah. Females say it and you're like, ooh, what a bitch.
I want to go to this fight. I think I'm going to go. It's in LA. Where is that? The Forum?
Yes, please go. I'll get you tickets.
All right, I'm in. Go. I'm definitely.
It's at the Galen Center, April 26th. It's a Friday.
Yes, I will definitely go. It'll be fun.
April 26th, 1992.
Yeah, and then Juliana Pena is there. She's great because all she does is talk about herself the whole time. Like what? Like she just commentates and talks about her fights. Everyone, like by the third fight in, you know about what she would have done, and it's the best.
Hilarious.
She's great. I like it. I like Combate. I like the whole thing.
Combate is a great show. They got a lot of good fighters,
yeah,
too. They got
fun.
A lot of good local fighters.
And then Kato Castillo just bought into it. I don't know if you saw that, but I think that's going to be really good for us, too.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. People are into it. I'm into it, too. So you're going to win this fight. Then you're going to win the belt. You're going to be even more cocky. We got to figure out who you're dating.
Always.
Does he have a gimmick?
Yes.
What's his gimmick? What's his finishing move?
That's a good question. I don't know the name.
Okay, and how long have you guys been going out for?
Been a few months.
Okay, all right. Do you guys live together?
No way.
No. All right.
Oh,
it's not her boyfriend, remember?
Boyfriend yet.
Yeah, there you go.
Who do you live with?
Right now, so I was living with two other fighters, and that was a whole mess in itself. I thought it'd be a good idea to live with my best friend, and we would all be in training camp together. We'd all be on track, and turned into a nightmare. So I was like, I can't do this anymore. I actually moved back in with my parents for the moment, and then as soon as I win this fight, I'll find a place.
Nice. Well, okay, good. You gotta win this. You gotta find a place. All right, so you can follow Kira at Mogwai, M-O-G-W-A-I. It's Kira Batara on Instagram. You got 27,000 followers. You look good, Kira. You look adorable. You're aging well, by the way.
Thank you.
Are you still teaching classes or no?
Yeah, I'm still teaching classes. So anyone that's in Vegas, I'm at Title Boxing. And then I just got off work, too. I also sell healthy energy drinks at Costco every Thursday and Saturday.
Nice. Well, energy drinks. I like it. What kind?
It's called Zip Biz, so I work at Costco.
Now, look, you're a hardworking girl. Aren't you? Are you half Mexican or full Mexican? What are you?
I'm a quarter Mexican and half Filipino.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think during the show I said you want a Filipinas, and then pointed to myself. So she's half Filipino, quarter Mexican, and then a quarter white. Yes. All right. I like it. Kira Batara, I see you on Mondays. Who's this guy? Who's Coach Casey?
What about Coach Casey?
I'm like looking at you, and you're like swarming over some old guy with a mustache on like your Instagram. Who is that guy? There's a guy.
Yeah.
You're like Avel Mario knows he's fucked anytime Coach Casey comes in and watches me or says my name. Coach Casey looks very funny. I like that guy. I don't know who he is. But,
I love Coach Casey, yeah.
And then you're also coaching little kids wrestling? That's adorable.
Yeah, I love coaching. Yeah, I teach kids wrestling, boxing, all the things.
I love it. Kira, you're doing good. You're doing really good. And then how's your weight? Because the one time you came in like 87 pounds over. So how's your weight for this one?
That's why I'm going 115. I'm 5-0 with Kamate, and there's just no challenge for me at 105. My biggest challenge was making the weight at 105. And so with me being on a win streak at that weight, I decided to fight 115 for this one. So
good.
Definitely a lot easier fighting at 115 versus 105.
Well, you could beat all these girls at 115. Honestly, I think you would make a run in the UFC. I think the sky's the limit for you. You're only 24 years old. You're not even in your peak yet. And you already got 11 fights. You're smoking these girls. You're doing well. You got great wrestling, good striking, great jiu-jitsu. The sky's the limit, Kira, for real.
Thank you. Yeah, I really think so. I do believe that I have one of the strongest ground games. And so I think that UFC will open up 105 division in no time. But I can hang at 115 for now. I'm really strong. My ground game is unstoppable. I feel like any person that gets me on the ground, they're just done.
Nice. So, listen, good luck. I will see you on the 26th. I'm gonna hit you up for tickets. Me and Tyler, we're gonna go support.
We're coming.
Please do. Yeah, make sure. I'll have the tickets ready for you guys.
All right. Thanks, Kara. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. That was Kira Batara. A little cutie.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Ooh. Gorgeous girl, right?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous girl.
She's a badass.
Fine.
She actually lost to one of Ian's girls who my coach coaches as well, Kiana Rain.
But that was way back.
Kiana's a, man, she's a badass.
She's got tattoos everywhere and like
she's clean. She's older. She's like in her 40s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's still doing the thing. Like she just fucking loves it. She teaches it at Westside Training Center.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Well, Tyler, what do you got coming up?
What do I got coming up? I'm going dirt biking this weekend. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Teaching class tonight, Braxton's Combat Sports, Gi Jiu-Jitsu at 7 o'clock. Come by for a class. Hit me up on Instagram if you want to do a private. Hit me up in the DMs. Hi, bye. What's up? What you looking at? And, yeah. I'm there Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nice. Well, listen, people, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach Friday night, Laugh Factory in Hollywood Saturday night at 9:30. And then next week, I am at Black Box Theater in Boca Raton, Florida. And then go to adamhunter.com. If you shop on Amazon, go to adamhunter.com first and then shop. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Kira. Thanks, Tyler. Thank you, Violet. Take care and have a great weekend. Trap songs and trap don'ts. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дур булан. Даа дэс дуутан дур булан буруулаа.